So, we're doing well. We've done our best.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything be alright. Instead of asking him how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
hi, this is Mark DeClive Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Vaccine apartheid. If one person is unprotected, we are all unprotected. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. I've personally received more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine than 130 countries. Those are the words of Dr. Craig Spencer, talking about the two vaccine shots he recently got as an emergency room doctor. Back in 2014, he contracted Ebola while combating the epidemic in Guinea, Africa. Dr. Spencer knows the value of public health protocols, personal protective equipment, or PPE, and vaccinations.
Just a few weeks ago, you know, we're the only country in sub-Saharan Africa, one of the only countries in sub-Saharan Africa to get vaccinated was in Guinea, and they received 25 doses, not 2,500, not 25,000, but 25.
Dr. Spencer is director of Global Health and Emergency Medicine at Columbia University, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
I've been vaccinated, thankfully, but my friends who work in a clinic in southern Burundi in East Africa may have to wait until 2022 or 2023.
The problem Dr. Spencer speaks of so personally has been described as vaccine apartheid or vaccine nationalism. Wealthy nations like the United States, the United Kingdom, and European Union countries contracted to buy billions of doses of prospective vaccines while they were still in development. Poorer nations, where 85% of the world's population lives, are left scrambling, forced to wait for vaccine shipments from COVAX, the global cooperative vaccination facility coordinated by the World Health Organization. Dr. Spencer notes that some rich countries have even bought up enough doses to vaccinate their population several times over.
We can hold on to them and hoard them, or we can think about how we get other vulnerable populations around the world vaccinated. There are 59 million healthcare workers in the world. We could take a very small proportion of the doses that we have ordered, and we could help coordinate a program with the World Health Organization, with other international health bodies, to get those most vulnerable people in the world vaccinated so that not only are we safe here at home, but others are safe everywhere else.
A key impediment to the mass vaccination of the global population is a supply shortage precipitated by greed. Most of the available vaccines have been developed by private for-profit pharmaceutical corporations that hold patents on the vaccines, granting them monopoly control over the production of these life-saving drugs. They're guaranteed massive profits despite having received, in some cases, billions of dollars in public subsidies for vaccine development. This exploitation of the pandemic for profit is only possible with strictly enforced global treaties, primarily the World Trade Organization's TRIPS, that's trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. India and South Africa are leading an effort for a temporary waiver of these WTO patent protections, which would allow private and public facilities around the world to mass-produce vaccines and other related patent-protected items like syringes and PPE. The United States, first under former President Donald Trump, but continuing under President Joe Biden, along with a handful of wealthy countries, have been blocking the waiver. A growing movement coordinated by the group Public Citizen is pressuring Biden to reverse this destructive policy.
It would make all the difference in the world.
That's Democratic Congressmember Jan Schakowsky of Illinois speaking on Democracy Now!
We're spending additional billions of dollars to address tourism, to help the airlines, to be able to help our economy. All of that will be for naught if we cannot protect ourselves against this virus, because we will not help the international community. And there are hundreds of organizations, health organizations, human rights organizations, NGOs around the world that are pleading, really, for this waiver to be approved. I know that Nancy Pelosi, our Speaker of the House, has spoken out on this issue as well and says that this is important for us to do for ourselves. It's our own self-interest as well.
Congressmember Schakowsky's point is vital. If one person in the world remains unprotected, we are all unprotected. The COVID-19 virus mutates rapidly. Highly contagious variants are spreading around the globe, including the UK, South Africa, and Brazil variants, now joined by the New York City variant. If the virus is not contained globally, it will continue to mutate and spread through unprotected populations, potentially rendering our current crop of vaccines ineffective, plunging the planet back into a catastrophic pandemic all over again. Fatima Hassan knows what the term apartheid means. She's a South African human rights campaigner who fought for access to life-saving HIV/AIDS drugs for poor countries. She wrote an article in this week's Foreign Policy. She writes, "A pernicious form of vaccine apartheid has emerged, largely based on wealth and geography." She goes on, "The pandemic response should not have to rely on voluntary cooperation, but urgent wartime measures, including compulsory ones," she says. The WTO is meeting in early March to debate the waiver. As it relies on consensus decision-making, any single country can block it. Trillions of dollars in potential economic damage and millions of lives hang in the balance. The United States, the wealthiest nation in the world, with the highest number of COVID-19 deaths, now over 500,000, should be leading the charge to share life-saving vaccines and treatments around the globe. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Try and make it next month sooner, man. Fucking tremendous show.
Am I much money, that cost money?
Jello Beats, holla at me.
And Chewie on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And we be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you could catch. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a, get up on my trap house. I've been selling like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with this made. That told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get
get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. Ball out. I be getting money time fall out. Fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma sick the highs on them. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my quad. And bitch, if it's a problem, we gon' gumball. Popping out the A. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Bro. Bro, daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them niggas free me, she Subway, free breezy. And tell my niggas murder team. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that nigga, get to squeezing. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that on him. I'ma run up, go dumb on him. Niggas got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap more than these motherfuckers. Hotter than them. And I'll pull up. I need some more drinks.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Live from the Casper Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Hot. Hot Man by Bobby Shmurda. Stay tuned for our segment on rapping and a new COVID strain with an interview later on. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Edward McKinley and Emily Munson are reporting for the Times Union. A bipartisan group of New York officials are calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. But it is unclear at this point who would conduct that investigation and how insulated it would be from the many tentacles of the Cuomo administration. The calls for an investigation increased Thursday, February 25th, one day after a former aide to the governor published an essay alleging he kissed her without her consent and engaged in a pattern of sexual harassment. The governor's office has denied the charges. Stephen M. Cohen, a longtime aide and Cuomo loyalist, spoke to the media on the governor's behalf Thursday morning as Cuomo remained silent. The governor has not done a press briefing in several days, despite having one on his schedule Wednesday. In his comments, Cohen avoided a detailed response to the claims of former Cuomo aide Lindsay Boylan, who this week alleged that Cuomo had routinely commented on her appearance and touched her arms, back, and legs, once asked her to play strip poker on a private plane and kissed her without consent in 2018. Cohen said he has known Cuomo for more than 30 years and that his conduct in Cohen's presence has always been, and I quote, appropriate, not that it's always fun-loving and a good time, but it's always been appropriate, and he pushes to get results. And I think those results are obvious to everyone, end quote. Republicans were quick to jump on the Boylan story, calling for an investigation or even Cuomo's resignation, and outside groups and other Democrats began weighing in as well. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who has spoken out for years against workplace sexual harassment and sexual violence, said in a Thursday press call that she had not read Boylan's essay, but had seen news reports about it. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "These allegations are serious and deeply concerning, and anyone has a right to come forward to be heard and to have allegations be investigated," end quote. Asked to comment on the matter, Allison Biasotti, spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Charles E. Schumer, said he, and I quote, "has said many times that sexual harassment is never acceptable and must not be tolerated, and that any credible allegation should be thoroughly investigated," end quote. An independent investigation into the allegations could potentially be handled by a special prosecutor, a bipartisan legislative panel, a state attorney general's office, or the Albany County District Attorney's Office. Five Republican state senators, all women, wrote a letter to Attorney General Letitia James late Wednesday saying that Cuomo's alleged actions, and I quote, are not only grossly inappropriate, they are also potentially criminal in nature, end quote. They called for a special prosecutor to investigate the claims. The Attorney General's office has not responded. Read the full story in the Times Union. Natasha Vaughn and Sarah Tafton report for Columbia Green Media that after winter storms across the country delayed shipments of COVID-19 vaccine locally, local counties are back on track. Green County Legislature Chair Pat Linger said, and I quote, "They're basically set back by 1 week because we didn't have any at all last week," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "This week they were able to finish up the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities population today, and we're doing 360 second doses tomorrow and 300 first doses for 1B essential workers and people with comorbidities on Friday," end quote. Likewise, Columbia County received 900 doses this week, and on February 26th, they are giving out first doses to any eligible essential worker. Columbia County Director of Health Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "All the spots for it filled up within about 35 minutes. It's essential workers, and we're reminding everyone who signs up that they have to have some form of proof. Teachers, firemen, any essential workers need to have some proof that they are eligible," end quote. So far, Greene County has vaccinated 11.5% of its population with at least one dose, while Columbia County is at 13.8%. Ulster County is at 12%, and County Executive Pat Ryan said, and I quote, "We have about 120,000 of our residents eligible, and each week across the whole county, we're getting somewhere from 1,000 to 2,000 doses, so about 1% each week of supply is received to meet a much bigger demand," end quote. You can find a list of local vaccination locations with links on the WGXC Newsroom page. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The staff at the Hudson Youth Department is receiving restorative justice training in an effort to facilitate conflict resolution and to help others in the city do the same. Outgoing City Youth Director Nick Zako said the training has been in development since 2020 and the program has been growing. The staff is being trained by the Newburgh-based Restorative Center. Restorative justice is a method of addressing social disconnect. The youth department has conducted at least six restorative circles over the past 6 months, Echo said. In both situations, participants were satisfied with the results without police or court involvement. Echo said, and I quote, "I think that's the heart of it," end quote. Being able to work out issues outside the typical system, which, while they serve a purpose, they're not right for every situation, end quote. Zako said a restorative circle is a facilitated discussion with people who are involved with a specific incident, people who can support them, and people who may have been affected. Circles are facilitated by someone who has been trained in restorative practices. The youth center has turned to restorative circles to address conflict between youth, staff, or both. The process allows everyone to be heard and a solution to be reached instead of imposing disciplinary action. The youth department wants to become a resource for the larger Hudson community and is currently in conversations with the court system, social services, police department, and school district. The goal is for youth staff to train others. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics, the coalition of 21 attorney generals nationwide, led by New York AG Letitia James, has been formed to defend state-level measures banning 3D-printed guns. The firearms can be manufactured through downloadable materials and a 3D printer in a person's home. New York, in 2019, approved legislation banning 3D guns, and other states have approved similar measures as well. One of the main concerns among policymakers is the guns are essentially untraceable because they do not have serial numbers or other identifiable features. James said, and I quote, "For years, we've been fighting defense-distributed illegal efforts to make dangerous assault weapons more easily accessible to anyone with an internet connection," end quote. The AG said that despite the lawsuits filed and the cease and desist letters sent, Defense Distributed has repeatedly taken steps, and I quote, "to make it easier for criminals and terrorists to get their hands on guns and for anyone to print unregistered, untraceable, and in many cases, undetectable firearms," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Friday, February 26th. Attempts to return to my home dimension have gone awry. The Starvoids are hunting me, but the data is still streaming into my devices. It's going to be 42 degrees today. Light snow is expected, but will not accumulate. 25 overnight. Rain expected tomorrow, but highs still in the 40s. Sunday will be the same with more light rain. It looks like the makers are going to attempt to download my molecular data set across the dimensional buckle. The advanced mechanism only works by feeding in American currency, and I need your help to return home. To get weather back in order and to help me survive, hurry on over to WGXC.org and click donate. Sustaining members are the most potent of energy sources. They literally keep the lights on. If I don't escape the star void soon, I'm a goner.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote.
Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, and this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior.
You are just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our track music program by DJ AJ.
I'm out.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Ricky. I'm here with
DJ Popcorn
and sound engineer DJ Shamani.
And we're gonna bring you a show on Rap Radar.
And we also have an interview.
And we also have a segment on COVID, a new strain.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I just gotta say all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So
right.
First we're gonna start off with a song called Hot by Young Thug. It's a remix.
Featuring Travis Scott and Gunna. And
it's
we'll be
lit.
Right back
Sir.
After.
It's lit.
Yeah.
I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ain't no false. We call him Chaucer, cause they gonna chop. Took her out of Fallas, cause a pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock. Cartier, I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some up in the can and it's dry. Running a special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She needs a burger, she cannot decide. The ladies, Mercedes, here goes the surprise. Don't sleep on Miss Lady, her pride. Fucking her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like Pelican guys. You ain't slick, I can tell her this guy. Upgrade at my wrist, put her gas in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ain't no fox. We call him Chaucer, cause they gonna chop. Took her out of Fallas, cause of pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
Okay, money, king, and a bang, 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 bang. I just passed it to the door. No one is better. I took the Billy cool back and I hopped in the car. I put the bitch in the front of the Billy in front of the driver. And man, shit that weedy can't smoke in the road. Wow, wow, wow. I'm still double cut up, I'm drinking, I shoot off the tires. I'm in a coupe by myself. I had to kick a door when I was five. Key to who was on the shelf. Oh, since he round in the fire. I'm sick and tired of me. Act like they fine and telling them lies. Acting like they the one created this and they get all this drip from my guy. Yeah, Cartier eyes, Cartier coke, Cartier ass to watch. Cartier love, Cartier to die. Cartier spec buffalo on the side. Pussy cut diamonds, they Cartier, yeah. Cartier bad for the Cartier thot. Sky ring look cool with 200 the dash. Cartier jeans, ain't no way I can say. Ain't no way I'ma ever gon' go out. Man, I can't go out, no way I'm gon' go out. I just grip on her and I show out. I sit like a champ and I wait on a whole lot. I just whip up a new Chanel paddock. I whip with the wrist and I don't break the door out. Turn the whole top floor to a 100 racks and one through about the flood out.
Ooh.
Okay. Money, king, king, and a bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang,
Mashing M's in my account to the truck in my driveway. I'm in that folder by myself. Know it's a 100 more hundreds outside. Know they gon' ride to the death. Had some good years, ain't no way I get tired. I gotta do what I feel. Every day Super Bowl, get a well. I put a lot on myself.
And then feel Richard Mill on like Odell. She slid her head, now my business to grab a torpedo. I had to go back and legal my sons like a 13 and 0. I told her, baby, this got the remix, this is a part of the sequel. No, we not living the same, we not making the same, we not equal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lil mama can fly, had some troubles, put that in the sky. Thought the angels know the devil would try. So hot, you thought Paris Hilton instead it. When we come out, we can't help but leave damage. After party, Astro World at the planet. Laid them out by, but they didn't understand it. When I'm home, know that I f*** on a Grammy. Yeah.
Look, AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Zoom song, icy. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Zoom song, icy. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a corner sport. I'm up that I had a roll. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a corner sport. I'm up that I had a roll. Get the spring, cause I hate me. Cause I ain't playing with her. I don't really wanna hear news. I don't got nothing to say. I'm with Big E, steak dinner. Just know he got a K with her. And my little mama got it in her purse. All I gotta say is bang it. If I run down, it's a drum round. All you gonna hear is gun sound. You know I bring them guns out. I make it hot when it's sundown. Fever. Shorty wanna like a diva. Shorty wanna suck on my Nina. I leave that shit with Aquafina. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Too tall. Icy, AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Too tall, icy. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a Cornish war. I'm up that I had a roll. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a Cornish war. I'm up that I had a roll. I got 52 shots in this dock and an infrared up on the op if he let off. Trace will be all the chop. Yellow tape when it pop, knock his head off. Load up the chop and go dump. See me in eight runs. Silencer up on the gun. Guess they shoot you for none. Straight, sorry. Boy playing with the toolie. I bet he make a movie. Woo, woo. Pop dripped up in Louis. Couple hundred and some jewelry. Spent 55 on her booty. Touch her after the shoes. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Too tall, icy. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Too tall. I see, talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a Cornish war, I'm off that I had a roll. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all, huh? I make a Cornish war, I'm off that I had a roll.
That was AP by Pop Smoke. Pretty good song, pretty good song. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Little vibes.
Yeah.
Not much to be said about it. Y'all got any opinions on the song?
Yeah, so that was obviously probably a single from the new movie's in. So I'm actually excited to see that movie because I'm going to see it. So it's going to be pretty lit. Obviously, that was probably one of the last songs that he recorded. Or one of the ones that was, you know, vaulted. So, I'm pretty excited, you know, to maybe get some more new music. And, that's my opinion on it. Pretty fire.
You got any words, man?
That was the first time I heard it. I'm not gonna hold you. That drum was fire.
Yeah, I actually heard this earlier.
Like, that legit, that was the first time I heard it. That drum was OD fire.
Bam.
It was.
All right. Well, obviously the song fire. I don't really bop to Pop Smoke like that just because...
Really?
It's just not my genre
Nacho
music,
tight.
I guess. But next up, we got a classic favorite.
Ooh.
Drip Too Hard by Lil Baby and Gunna.
Yeah.
Drip Too Hard. Vibes.
You know.
So,
yeah.
We're going to play that right now. And, yeah.
We're going to be back.
We'll be back. You feel me?
Yeah. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they set it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had a white, so I two-toned it. Taking these, I'm gonna be up until the morning. That ain't your car, you just a Lisa, you don't own it. If I'm in the club, I got that fire when I'm performing. The back end just came in and all honest. Fives galore, cute, they all honest. I'm from Atlanta, where young, run. I know they hating on me, but I don't read comments. Whenever I tell her to come, she come. Whenever it's smoke, we ain't running. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' run and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' run and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night another movie get made.
Every other night another dollar get made. Every other night started with a good day. I feel like a child, I got boogers in the face. I've been dancing in the dollar, this is a parade. I don't want your train, I'm gon' want another slave. I had to draw the line, too many get insane. TSA arrest me, so I took a private plane. Get like it while I'm working on my aim. Trip too hard, charge to the car. Designer to the ground, like a balance better name. Trip too hard, caution on the floor. You gon' fuck around and drown, tryin' ride a way.
Trip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Trip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I had to get. I got. I feel like I got a little too lit to that song.
Yeah, nah, I was a bit turnt.
Yeah, we was
For real. So what y'all think of that? Got a little baby.
No,
I didn't hear that song in so long.
That was for sure one of my favorite songs of all time. You know, whenever that song comes on, I'm gonna of course it,
yeah,
pop
for
it.
Real, it's an automatic vibe for me.
It's like no
it's an automatic.
You play it in 2040, I'm still here. I'm bopping.
Right.
Yeah.
Just right.
Too hard. Like,
I feel like this is one of those songs I'm gonna show my children.
Yes. Right. Like if you don't like this, get out of my house.
I'm gonna be like, see, this is. See,
I just own you. I just
you know,
own you.
Back in my day, your father used to listen to this.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about this. Sit right. down, boy.
You know about the youngin? You know how the old people be like, oh,
yeah,
you
don't know about this. Yeah.
That's exactly how I'm gonna be, and I can't wait to do that.
Right.
So, next song.
Next song. What's the next song?
Oh, wait, no. Actually, yeah. Next song. Because the only reason why I said that is because, like, it getting pretty close to 6:30, you feel me?
What time is it?
As of right now, it's 6:28.
All right, so let's go. We can run one more song.
One more song? Then 6:30?
Yeah,
we can push it a little bit. A little bit. You feel me?
So.
Next song. We even got, Take K the Race.
Ah, Take K.
Or. We got Sleepy Hollow Deep End.
All right, let's run Take K.
Take K?
Run Take K.
Take K?
Take
K. Whoa. I was trying to do the race.
But I ain't beat that case. Bro, I did
the race. You feel me? We gonna go. Skirt. Come on now.
Skirt.
Woo.
I'm a Take K. I don't think you want no action. You want action, you get turned into passing. Your boy Steve, well, let's get to subtracting. Smith and Wesson made my night with some compassion. The beat, I was trying to beat a case. But I ain't beat that case, I did the race. Beat it up, run, shorty face. Eli Blast, cracking foes like a vase. Papa, then I go out my way. Do the dash, then I go out the way. Robert, shoes, Robert, lace. We tryna see 100 bins in our face. Tim gon' be eating good noodles every day. I'm drawing doodles, take it, paint the way. Chopper, tell your duties, it's a fish fillet. I woke up to Moody, who gon' die today? Shoot a boy in his face. We could get up, but you don't wanna go that way. Gotta go that way, you get robbed for your wreckage. Gotta go that way, boy, you not gon' be happy. I tell 50s, I'm a shooter like Young Pepe. Try to rob me, make her dance, Michael Jackson. We was plotting, y'all was trying to get the packing. Get the packing, you get robbed for a fraction. I'm the Take K, I don't think you want no action. You want action, you get turned into passing. Your boy's deep,
said, make my night with some compassion. The beat, I was trying to beat a case, but I ain't beat that case. I did the race. Beat it up, where I shorty face. Eli blast, cracking foes like a vase. Papa, then I go out my way. Do the dash, then I go out the way. Rob, 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 but shoes, robber, lace. We tryna see 100 bins in our face. Beat, I was tryna beat a case. But I ain't beat that case, I did the race. Beat it up, run, shorty face. Eli blast, cracking foes like a vase. Papa, then I go out my way.
I've been changing my diet constantly.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia Green Community College is working through some computer issues that may be related to hacking. College President Carl E. Drummer said on February 25th the cause of the technical issues is unclear at this time. Drummer said, and I quote, "We have an investigation going on now, even as we speak, to assess what the causes are," end quote. Drummer said the problem shut down the school's computer service and caused the school's website to go down for a couple of days. Students could not directly access classes, school emails, or the web-based course management system Blackboard through the school's website, but could gain access using a direct link. She said about 90% of the servers are now running and the website has been restored. The computer issues were discovered a week ago, and the college has been working to resolve them since that time. The college is working with some outside consultants to investigate what occurred. Drummer declined to identify the consultants. She said it is unknown if any confidential or personal information was compromised or breached because it is still too early to tell. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ownership of the 19th century African burial ground in Midtown Kingston was transferred February 25th from the Kingston Land Trust to the African American Heritage Group Harambe. A ceremonial deed transfer was held on the property at 157 Pine Street, where the burial ground is located. The Reverend G. Modelli Clark, pastor of the New York Progressive Baptist Church in Kingston, told the roughly 40 people who were on hand to witness the deed transfer, "This is hallowed ground." According to the Kingston Land Trust, the deed contains a conservation easement granted by Harambe to protect the site in perpetuity. The Land Trust said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "This protection ensures that the ancestors buried there will never again be forgotten," end quote. An account by the Land Trust says records about the site date to 1750, when the trustees of Kingston identified a section of the common area outside of the walled settlement to be used as a burial ground for enslaved Africans who at that time were denied church burial. The trust said in the mid-1800s, the land was portioned off into private property and used first as a lumberyard and then as a private residence. Harambe Executive Director Tyrone Wilson said, and I quote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. This land is our ancestors' final resting place, and they can surely rejoice that they are now officially in the care of their own, and we can now create a space of education on their sacrifices that allowed us to be here today," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Thank you all for putting land back into black hands," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The New York Farm Bureau this week released its agenda for the new year. covering a range of issues, including immigration reforms, improved trade policies, and having a seat at the table in shaping climate change policy. And the pandemic remains a challenge. The Farm Bureau wants broader immigration reforms and is generally supportive of President Joe Biden's immigration plan. That proposal would provide a framework for citizenship for those currently living in the U.S. to gain permanent resident status, but the Bureau would want the measure to go further and address long-term needs of seasonal and year-round farms. The agenda includes a push for including agricultural workers in vaccine distribution in New York. Farm Bureau President David Fisher said, and I quote, "We are making this a priority to expand programs that provide resources and address mental health challenges and opioid addiction in rural communities. Also, we support policies and legislation that provide stress assistance programs to farmers and increase farmer-facing training opportunities. We must work to increase awareness and reduce the stigma of rural mental health issues," end quote. Lauren Williams, the group's director of public policy and national affairs, said the new Biden administration is also bringing a different approach on trade policy, and farms want to ensure their product will still be sold in large foreign markets, including China. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My body different. Shorty said she tryna kick it. I'm in the mouth, son, like a dentist. Cooking up, I'm in the kitchen. Big bro wildin' tryna catch a victim. I took a L, but now I'm back, game winning. Look, and I'm doing well. Don't even ask how I'm living. In real A cap, ride around with the sea laid back. They told me to chill, I'm itching to clap. If I pull up, somebody get whacked. Boy, tie and lace. Red lights, we gon' skip it. A new V, we was dipping. From the police, I was drilling. Skate on, huh? Run up a bag with my bro guards. Huh? Watch how I show off. Step in the room and she taking her clothes off. I ain't even say much, huh? Ain't even do much. They like sleeping you too much. No, I got a bag, right? Huh? No, I live a fast life. Said she fell in love, met her last night. Huh? Said she want the life. Girl, you must be dumb. No, you not the type. Huh? No, I'm not the type. I think I was lost in a past life. Came back, got my cash right. Say you want the source, I can get you right. But it's heavyweight, not light, bro. Keep a strap, son, like a dike. Hit me shooting, he don't like to fight. I can get you wrapped up like a gift. Smoked up like a spliff. Chopper tell him back up or get hit. Got my racks up, now I'm lit. I can get you packed up in this. And my blood blue, cause I'm Crip fanny pack full of hundreds. I just reach on my waist and he running. Say a thing. Know they hate how I came up from nothing. Back out, get the drumming. I'ma show how I'm coming. I was down, now I'm up. They was hating on me, now they love it.
All right, so we are back. We have me, DJ Ricky. I'm here. I'm here with
DJ Popcorn,
DJ Sean Money,
and we're also here with
a special guest.
I am Pamela Badila of Jata Jata International Folkloric Theater.
Here today interviewing her, asking her a couple of questions.
Also, we are with
DJ Phoebs.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Almost forgot. DJ Phoebs.
Hey. We're so sorry about that.
Hey, yeah, we forgot to intro you.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's good to be on with everyone.
Nice. You know, I'm just really hyped about this award show. Also, just a quick reminder, WGXC is doing a pledge drive, so if you would like to donate to keep our young voices on the radio show, you can go to WGXC.org/donate. That is WGXC.org/donate. Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations, by the way. Can you hear like that? Thank you so much. Loudly, wonderful.
Took a lot of hard work. We couldn't have did it without fees.
So many radio shows.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You know, I'm just thankful for like both of our Clubhouse casts, Hudson, Catskill, and, you know, everybody who's been on the show that we've interviewed, you know. We started off from just like a thought, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just like we thought this could happen, you know. It was something that we manifested, and it's been brung into existence. So something I'm very grateful for, something, you know, that I've strived to keep alive, not by myself, obviously with the great cast, you know, between Hudson and Catskill, and also just everybody from all around, no matter where we were, you know,
but
everybody with us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Besides that, our guests, our lovely guests.
Mm-hmm. So my first question is, where are you like originally from?
I was actually born in New Rochelle, New York.
Really?
And, yes, and I've traveled extensively. I'd say now about 12, 13 countries, including 7 on the continent of Africa with
That's
the work that I do. Yeah, I do a lot of. I travel because I was invited to come to Ivory Coast with a theatrical company of Rosemarie Giraud, well-known performing artist there, and they wanted to do something which I found very much a passion of my own, was to draw information from different cultures to develop understanding and appreciation of what we call a global community, so we can respect each other and stop having so much of this tribalism idea where I look at my tribe, you look at your tribe, and we don't realize we're still all of a human tribe. Mm-hmm. And some of that has caused such misery because it limits our ability to recognize the commonality that links us as humans in the human condition. And so some of the same aspirations you might have would be my own, even if we live in very different situations, different religious, faith base, different cultural heritage, but we still have a lot of the same need.
Yeah.
So it's just like the idea of we have to just take simple basics and basically also common sense and acknowledge if it's going to hurt me to suffer some of these predatory situations that some cultures are put under, then it would hurt you the same way. And if you look at it as a world needing the same basic, you know, common, you know, food, shelter, you know, water, then just out of respect, you know, I figure by learning about each other, you can let you know, respect each other. You see how much you like me, I'm like you. I'm less inclined to ignore you.
Right.
I'm less inclined to treat you badly if I can see that you're more like me. So I went to Ivory Coast. I was invited to come to Paris to dance in the Grand Ballet d'Afrique Noire. I was scared to go. I was scared because I didn't speak French. And I thought that would be a great hindrance to me to be in a place where I would be entirely out of my league. But the person who invited me was bilingual. And a friend of mine who was from Congo told me, you know, if you wait till you speak French, you'll never go. And it like a light bulb went off. It was true. I was scared. I was, you know, I said, no, I wasn't going to go to this great adventure, opportunity to be able to let my art be appreciated because I was invited because of my artistry. Why not have an opportunity? There was nothing holding me back. So I went, and I ended up living there 10 years. I met my husband there. Most of my kids were born there. It ended up being a whole new life story, which if I did not take that adventure and be courageous and try something that I would not have known what it could bring to me other than adventure. So I learned to look at life day by day as an adventure, as something that's wonderful to discover. And this is why I learned to write and produce theater to help continue that mission.
Yeah. Also, I was kind of listening to what you were saying about, you know, like different tribes and treating each other like, and not only like looking at you guys as differences, but, you know, looking at your similarities. And I feel like it's important to, you know, show the same respect to each other because you never know what somebody's going through at the end of the day. So.
True.
It's important to, you know, treat each other as like one community and try and bring each other together as much as you can because, you know, you'll never know when something wrong is going to happen in the world. Obviously, you know, a global pandemic struck us out of nowhere. We had no idea what was going to happen. We thought it would just stay in one place and would never get down here. So, you know, it's important to treat each other as one and come together.
And I think also this is a good time to look at each other as global citizens, as a human family. And then with that, grow something in our nature that can be called compassion. And a sense of, you know, like an underlying humility, which we often lack. We figure we have what we want, and you don't. And we have a tendency to look down on others who are not
in the same situation that we believe is better because we think that we're better. That whole idea, that whole mentality of the judgmental of your situation in proximity to mine, we have to really get out of that idea about that judging and be humble, be compassionate, and also consider what could have caused some of the situations that people are living in. If you learn about the history, the true acknowledged chronological history of the world, which unfortunately is not what's taught in school, you would understand why people are considered to be poor people, when in fact they're sitting on the most abundant and vast resources of the world, and are in fact the basic wealth of the world, but of centuries of exploitation, you would not know that. So it's important to have analytical thinking and develop critical thinking and see what is actually the situation of the world and not take everything as it's been spooned to you. You know, it's good to have that mind
also
on your own.
Having an honorable perspective is important too, because if you, like, if I'm somebody who is rich and I look at, say, DJ Sean Money in the corner, I'm like, oh, he's so poor, he's so this. I would never know.
You would never know
what
I have
truly caused, you know, him, his lack of money, or where he stands in, you know, say, social class ranking.
And
like,
I
would never truly understand that because I never had to endure some of the things that he's gone through. Mm-hmm. So we all are not the same person, so we don't go through the same experiences. So,
and
you know, that's why it's important to treat each other with respect
and
kindness.
Also, think of it like this, right? If you're rich and you're born rich, you're born wealthy, compared to someone that is lesser than you or less wealthy than you, they go through the harsh struggles. That builds character, right? Like, because, like, if you're rich off the jump and you have all this money, everything's getting handed to you, so you don't know how to really take care of yourself like that.
That's
but
why
a person
like
that's not in that position, they know how to feed themselves, clothe themselves, get money in their pocket, feed their family, everything.
That's why, like, I never treat anyone lesser than I am, because I I've been through some hard things myself, and I know people who have gone through hard things too. So when I look at those things, I'll never know what somebody's truly going through. When I see somebody on social media be like, oh my God, I'm so poor, I'm this and that, I can't afford this and that, like, you know, I feel bad for them. It's just an automatic trigger for me, because I know I've gone through some of them things myself. Like, I, like, there was been times where I haven't had, you know, sometimes, like, I hadn't eat for like a day, you know, but
yeah,
I always ended up getting it back inside my stomach, because my father would never let me go without. So when I see them, I always, like, it's always a trigger for me to want to do good in the world. It's you know, that tells me treat nobody lesser than you are. Like, when you look at yourself, look at yourself in the mirror. Like,
so,
that's what I do.
So real quick on that, you, like, ever see, like, a person, like, that's less than you or quote-unquote poor, right, that doesn't have money, or as society calls it, bums, poor people, whatever you want to call it, you ever, like want to give money to them, and, like, your parents be like, nah, don't give money to them?
I wouldn't. Yeah. I would never let.
Right? Because I'd be like, how? I know you're my parent, but, like, how is that your decision for me to give my money to this person? Like, I understand, like, where they come from, but I mean, like, it's not my place to judge what they do with that money I give them. So if they want to get substances and or whatever, clothes, whatever, how much money I give them.
Well, if you look at it, if you're if they're gonna buy substances and stuff like that, that's not really bettering their situation.
Yeah,
that's gonna make it worse. So
yeah,
if your parent is saying that for that one reason, then I feel like you should kind of, like, if you could, you could sometimes you could tell based off like the way they act in.
Yeah,
they act a certain way. You could tell. Okay.
Yeah, but like, you never can truly, like, really know.
Yeah,
that's why, like, I was in. I think I was in the Bronx, like, last year, and I was with my mom at a White Castle, and so I saw this guy. He walked up to me. He was like, hey, can I have $5? You know, I'm really hungry. And, you know, he looked really beat up and rough. And, you know, my mom was like, nah, don't give him any money. And so I gave him that money because I know, like, he was in a really bad situation. Like, I could just tell he was really going through it. And I just felt like doing something good.
I have an idea on that. Because, I mean, we used to sell our paintings out in Harlem on the street on 125th. And my husband and I, he was down there painting. And I'd be showing the paintings to people. And one woman, she's always coming by, sister, can I get a dollar? I gave her a dollar. Another time, sister. And then one time, she's like, I'm hungry. Can you get me some chicken wings? And so I said, okay. Instead of giving her the money, I went and bought the chicken wings. And I gave her the food. If somebody said, I need food, I'm going to give you food. You know, but because I know sometimes, like, that one person in particular, I actually knew she was on drugs. But I didn't want to put that in her face, because whatever causes you the misery, to want to, you know, to intoxicate yourself to make you not feel that misery, I'm not the one to tell you that, because I don't know how you, I don't know your pain.
Yeah.
So, but I know what hunger feels like, because I've been there. So I gave her something to eat. Other things I wanted to mention about poor. That's one of the words I took out of my vocabulary, poor or rich. I'm only using it now to make a reference to why I don't use it.
Okay.
Because what is poor? Is it that you don't have what would be influenced by others to see your clothes look nicer and maybe your car is slick? You know, somebody could roll up looking really fly, and a really nice car could be a car that's not their own. The clothes could be borrowed.